We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Simen Shin Lamed Dalet, regarding the halachos of a fire on Shabbos. Sif Yud is on the bottom line of Kafayin Vov Med Aleph. Says Mechaba, Kol Atzala Shamarnu, all this that we're talking about saving from the fire, Einei Lachatza Acheres HaMarebes, it's only to another courtyard that has an Erev. Avaloi L'Shein Marebes, but not to one that doesn't have an Erev. As we continue, the base HaKol, says Dram Mavish, Mekilin Samalini, Afle Eshein Marebes, even to a Chatzar that does not have an Erev, that's a smag in the Gres Marbech. Says Mishabura, Sif Kotten Chofhei. So, Kala, Tzala, B'chulu, all the statement that we said is only a quarter that says the Mechaba that has an Eruv. Haino, that is, as we continue to be, Ben Atzala, the Mezayin, Shalva, Shudais, Ukli Tashmisha, whether we're talking about the saving that was regarding, you could save 3 meals worth, and regarding presents, utensils, Uben Atzala, the Mabushim, whether regarding saving the clothing, it was only two Achatz that has an Eruv. Now, Mavagav, the Pasuk, Elba Simishanah, the Sevlam, and Bavol, the Mechaba previously had ruled. The Mota, Lots of Mishne, Mabushim, Zalgav, said they'd allowed to go out with two garments, one on top of the other, Mishim, the Derech, Mabushu, because that's the way of wearing clothing. Hoch over here, keeping the Atzala, since he's talking about saving, Chashin and Tvei were actually more concerned. The Minchi Shu Shabbos, you can forget that it's Shabbos, we have the Shabbos, and we let you save whatever you want to do, you might come to extinguish the fire. Now, but Yesh Makil and Lesvilu Hai Svar, but the Yesh Makil don't hold to this Svar, the Nachbe Bel Bushim, is that a Tvei Mbama that would be more stringent by garments more than in general? Allah Makil, and it's for this that they're lenient. And Bama Bushim came to my regarding garments, and we say even if it's to an area that doesn't have an air. Well, in Mizan Shalosh Shudas, regarding 3 meals worth of food, a Kli Tashmish, or regarding utensils, you're right, Kam Him Sevilus and Mishru, the Ramaz, Yesh, Mikilim, they also hold the Dafkil Merabashari, that no, that would be specifically to a place that has an Erev. But Mabushim Mishamatim, regarding garments that they permit, Dafkil Shulai Bishas and Derech Mabash, that's specifically if they're wearing him in the way of how one wears a garment. Shu Naisi, Isim, the other, but if he's carrying his hand, Loi Divim Mishakim, that's not better than someone's, than other vessels, and you would also be limited. That which even the Yesh Makim agree that Dafka Chatzah has an Erev. Sivka al-Chabav. But as we said, the Yesh Makim hold that Af L'Sha'in Mordavis, even if it does not an Erev. But what the same thing is that Philip Shosar Amishar, in that regard, to be already carrying it, there's no Erev, even to the public domain that's permitted, because Lamaisa, you're carrying it in the way how you usually wear garments. In general, that's okay. But yeah, but we need a special dispensation over here. With the Sharatin Aistazayin, says Magid Rambam, sounds like that it's not so clear about regarding Rosh Hashanah, but in our Rosh Hashanah, for sure one can be lenient, says the Sharatzin, because many say that our Rosh Hashanah is not even the biblical Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mishmur further, he says, we need a Bach Pasuk, the Rosh Hashanah, Bach rules like the first opinion, which is the more stringent, of a Kol HaChrin, Pasuk, but all the later thoughts rule like this one, that when it comes to garments, you could carry it out even to an area that does not have an ear. Sif Yud Alf, Yesh, some say, the Chal HaTzalah Shemarnu, this that we said, that you could save, he lochatzer umavay hasmuchel mishas rabim. It's regarding a courtyard or an alleyway that's near mishas rabim. Begam ein makayim. They also are not roofed. The dumi mishas rabim, which is similar to a public domain. Mishamach. For that reason, imatir lahatzer. We don't permit to save, and that's why we said these limitations. El mazayin shalosh shudais. We said it could only be 3 meals worth. Vekiel matzrichim and vessels that you need. Av lebayis hachasheir v'may. But to another house that you have an heir with that. Yochel loitzi kol mashayitzi. You can carry out whatever it is that you want. Vav lochatzer even to the courtyard. La amrei lochatzer chaveri. Just that we said limitations only to his friend's courtyard, but his own courtyard, which does not need an Erev, he could carry it whatever he wants to. But some say that there is no difference, and no, it's always going to be prohibited and with all these limitations. Some say that all these saving are specifically to chatzah mavis that are near Rishon Sarab, and then they're not roofed, and so also similar to Rishon Sarab, and therefore we don't permit only with all these limitations. Avla b'isach b'chulu, but another house that he has an air with that, then he can carry it whatever he wants to, and even the chatzah was only limited for his friend's chatzah. Says the Mishmar Ratzlam, what it means to say is the Kivin Shemukaira, since it's roofed in the Demikolot Shazaram. So it means to another house, it's not similar to the public domain, and therefore, blessed Bezek Zerah Shemayitzel Shazaram. So therefore, there's no room to make a decree that you might come to carry out to the public domain. Even though the Gemara has mentioned the reason the Shema Mitechter does not sell because maybe that you're all busy with saving your Belachabis might come to extinguish. So forget about carrying out Shazram. What's with extinguishing? No, this first opinion holds. Still, we don't make a gezer regarding this. Only if you also have a concern that you might come to carry, then in addition, then we have that other concern too. But if not, then it's not going to be a problem. Sivkot and Chavchas. And but if it's to his own courtyard, she'in tzichei, which it does not need an air for, which someone means to say is she'in ba'ad diurin, where there's no dwellers, which Shartin Aizutes says that's what appears to him, which says the Pashtas Loshen, and he says that's why I found the Chayodim. He says a little bit of a pella on the Taz, that he writes the reason is because it's close to him, etc. Which, according to this, even when there's other dwellers also, says so then why would he write in the Sefer Truma that it doesn't need an Eir, if it's Sarachian? But the Mishnah Berurah says further, he says, so someone to one house that there's a fire, that according to him, you're allowed to take from one room to another room, and regarding that, we don't make a gzera, which Rashar Tignas Chav says, that's what it appears to me, he says, that to explain the reason for this halacha, where, yeah, to another house, which you don't need, where to his own court, which doesn't need there, then he could carry it whatever he wants to. Sivkan Chav test, but Yeshem, the second Yeshem says, that there is no difference. Who they hold, given that time, since the reason that Shem Yishkoch B'Yavel Chabo is, since you might forget, you might come to extinguish, so Mali Chatzah, Mali Ba'is. So who cares a courtyard, who cares a house, so Mali Machatzah with Sharam, who cares if it's the public courtyard, or Chatzah Shaloy, or his own courtyard. Now, with Maisa, in practice, given Shemil's Rabban, since the rabbinic, after Shem Yishkoch, Lismach Lahakal, maybe you could be relying to be lenient, meaning when you have Yeshomim, the Yeshomim, that's the who it is that we're ruling like. If we go like the first Yeshomim, Mishnah Berurah says that although the second Yeshomim say there's no difference, but since it's rabbinic, possibly one could rely on like the first Yeshomim and be lenient. Sefiyot Beis, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, all holy writings, but Silna Idna, but Me'adleika, currently we save from a fire, and we read from them, even if they're written in old languages. Even if they're written Pirish, minutes, different types of dyes. With anything. Even the text of brachas that the Chum made, we saved them from the fire, and from any Pirish, any open and ownerless area, we saved them, so to Targum that was written in Ivri, which are Targum words in the Torah, Bechidna, Temer, and Lahoin. And the Ivri Shiksava is a continued of Kofayin Vazayin Renov, Targum. We have Ivri that's written Targum, Ivri Lashnach, some other language, or some Bekimba that those people are proficient in. Chin Sevetoish, just with Lak Pei Oisis, Matech Tevish Lemis, and even if you have a Sevetoish, that's only that you could gather from throughout the whole Sevetoish, only 85 letters from whole words. That's all you have in the Sevetoish, Shishba Azkar has a God's name. So that's enough of a reason to save it from a fire. Says Mishbaru Siv Kotin Laman. So he said, "Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, all holy writings we currently save from a fire." And that is Tanakh, Ugemara, Chalasvarm, and all the writings. The Shaar Tzinnes Chav Gimel says that in our times, everything is permitted to write, like we're going to say later on, and therefore everything is included in Kisvei HaKodesh Yedachrein. And says Mishbru B'Teresh B'Ksav Kedemes LaHatzel, the first thing to be saved is the holy writings. All the Teresh Tanakh that comes before the Teresh B'Peh. Or before Gemara's and the oral law, before the Teresh B'Peh Mashalom, and even if the Teresh B'Peh is lent him by Miskramel or leased him, Vim Loyatz the Teresh B'Peh, and if he's not going to save those Gemara's, he's talking L'Sham L'Balaim, he's going to pay the owner. Falach even so, Teresh B'Peh Kaidim says the El Yabanim the same as the Chasidim that comes first. That tells him Ace and saving a dead person from the fire Kaidim Varm, so he says over there that comes before saving any saver. Sivkot Lamedal. So the Mechaber said that all the holy writings Matzil and Edna currently we save. Now, Hadad Nakab Lashon Edna, this he says currently, because he wants to conclude, even if it was written old languages, etc. In other words, what the explanation is like this. Dinam Tzara Din, from Halacha, Teresh B'Ksav, in case of an Elik Sav Ashurus. The written law is only written with a certain script called Ashuri script, Huaksav Shal Sevatar. That's the script that we use in the Sevatar. Blashon Kodesh in the holy language. But Teresh B'Peh, the oral law, Haino Shaz, V'chatzvam, the Sigmar, and all the Svarm, also Lichtav, actually it's forbidden to write. El Kurinus B'Peh has to be recited by heart, orally. Now, Vimshina, if one deviates, Tain Teresh B'Ksav, whether you're taking the written law, Shaksav Shlegadin, which that you're writing not according to Nata Alocha, whether it be B'Ksav, B'Lashayna, whether in the script, or whether in its language, or if you even write at all, the oral law, in Kurin B'Hem, you're not allowed to read from it. You also don't save it on Shabbos from the fire. Because the Asal Tatum Klay, not even move it at all. Now it was in the original halacha. But currently, the Batsa Libo, which people's hearts have gotten lessened, people's consciousness and their memory has minimized. So, Huter Lichter Teresh B'Peh, it became permitted to write down the oral law, Kedish Leishtaklu, that it's not forgotten. And Begam Bechol Ksav Loshon, also in every script and in every language, which the Shartinus Chafei says, and also in every language, because the Gemara is in Aramaic. It's obviously in every language. Moreover, says the Mishnah, become Teresh B'Ksav. And also in the written law, B'chol Loshon, u'B'chol Ksav, in every language, and in every script. which Shartzina's Chavav brings us from the Magen Avraham. He says, look at what that he answers, because not everyone is proficient in writing the Ashuri script, and look at what there, that it's not so clear to him this Teretz so much. But Kapanim says in Mishabura, and the reason is that you're allowed to write Torah Shabbat in every language and every script, because they should even Hakala Amas and Debra Torah, so that all the populace, all the people, are able to understand the words of Torah. Kainakob became Lashon HaKodesh. Not everyone knows Lashon HaKodesh. But some chukal zeh, and they rely on all these dispensations. Amadach Siv, this says in the Pasuk, Eis Las Lashem, when it's the time to do for God, Hefei Yer Torah Secha, they nullify your Torah. In other words, that, yeah, that even though the Torah says not to, we're going to do it. And therefore, we read from these things, and they're from Atzilus and the Adlig Shabbos. So they're bona fide kids of Kodesh, and we save them from the fire on Shabbos. Who's from Shalom? Now our Svarim, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ksuvim Lashonim Shalkutim, which are written in the language of the non-Jews. When them testaments found by them, Yishlas Tapek, you have to be in doubt. Im to Ungniz, if they need to be buried. Because it's not permitted to write another language or another script, only because it's time to do for God. That's for us. But who permitted it for them? The Shartin says, and this that it's written in the name of the Shilte Giborim, if you have to be concerned for their askaris, their mentionings of God's name, it's a wonder because a shvua is in all languages, and also regarding erasing, it's obvious in the Gemara of Koftezvav that you're not allowed to actively destroy it according to everyone. So he says, what you could say is that specifically, the entire script, and he says you should know, though, we because we hold it except for the same seven names that are erased. Sivkot Lamed Beis, and Mechaber said that filiksum besam b'chulu, and even if it's written in all these different types of dyes, so koyiksum b'chaloshen says Mishbura. This is going on this that we said that they're written all types of languages that and even if they're written in these types of dyes because of anhoyiksum matanach b'lashon hakodesh, because actually the Tanakh turn the Bimsum was written in Lashon HaKodesh, Lahutalikus Behen. It's actually not permitted to read from the Mikesum Shlebejay if it was written not with this black ink, because the Medina Tzarch Licht of Tanakh, because from Halacha you have to write Tanakh, Lashon HaKodesh Bedjay, the holy write, holy language, and with a certain ink called Jay. Now, in the Hidu Hutu Shalosh, now, although it's permitted other languages, Mishum Eslas Hashem, cannot, like we mentioned before, Alashan's Medjay, but to switch from the black ink, Lahutal, that wasn't permitted, the Kala Hasik Jay, because Sunday Magin Ram and Sibir Gimel, it's very easy to get this Jay, so there's no reason to make a dispensation. Now, this was also regarding reading for them. But to save from the fire, is also that to bury them. That's even if it's written with all these different colorful dyes. Also, what you save from the fire, the text of the brachas, in our times, all this is permitted to write down, and to bless and to damn with them. Because it's a time to do for God. And Malkin, therefore one has to go ahead and save them from the fire. Become Tunim Geniz B'chol also has to be buried during the week. Tishlei Menachem B'makom Hefki, that it shouldn't be just laying there in an ownerless place. Which Shartzin Islam says, that's how to put in Shulchan Aruch, and it's like a drama, and that depended one on the other, which Shartzin says, it's a wonder to me. He says, obviously, the Gemara Kuf Tezbov Manav, that even the Kuntah Puna, that it wasn't given to be read from, it does require Geniza. And then he says, even the Bresses Rebbe holds that you place it in an open area, etc. He says that we hold that Mistama, the Masnit, and the Machliks, and the Bresses, the Lachalik, and the Masnit, and so he says, Sarachian. So one of the Chachmezman answers, because Rebbe is Machriya, look within the Gemara.
And therefore, we would say the halacha is like Rebbe. I am from the Gemara, look within the Gemara. Says the Mishbura further, Sivkat Lama Dal. So he said, additionally, if you have Targum that's written every, Kagoin Yigar Sadus, which is said in the Torah, but so what it means to say, Shehishlam Ilo Tepas, is completed with these words, Hacheshbin Shalpehe Oisis, the calculation of the 85 letters, like we see later on, that Ilo Tepas Bavata, for these words, even just these words, Ain't Tzarech Latzil Mneadlika, you don't have to save in the fire, even if it wasn't copied over to Ivri, says the Gemara, or if we have Ivri that was written in Targum, or some other language, that the people are well versed in. But if the people don't understand that language, then you're not allowed to write it and to save it. This whole head of writing another language, only as a dispensation for people to be able to understand and learn, they cannot, like we mentioned before. It was not permitted to write other languages and to read from the holy writings, only for someone that's not well versed in Lashon HaKodesh, which Shartzin Islam Abbey says, Dafka regarding Tanakh. Sivkat Lamed Bav. And so to a Sefer Torah that you have enough to gather Pehe Oisius, 85 letters, from the words that are there, that through that measurement, that number Yesha Dain the like Tas Kedusha Sefer Torah, then it has somewhat of a still of a sanctity of Sefer Torah. Because then that's how many letters we have in the parasha of Ibn Sayyid, which is considered like an independent parasha. Sifkan Laman Zain, if these are from words that are shlemis, that are whole, it's limited to say Shanimcha Kola Sefer, that the whole Sefer was erased. When Nishrag Teva Acha Shlema Kama Teva Kan, you have just a word here, a word there. Ashbein Kulin, that from all the words, Yeshbehe uses this 85 letters, Lafuka, that's coming to exclude him, Enim and some Teva Shlemis, but there's no whole words. Rak Oisius Mubazar, there's just scattered letters. Laman, then it doesn't help Avsheshbehe Oisius, even if there's 85 letters. Chose Hu Raklin, Hatzal Matleka, this is all regarding saving from a fire. Avlin Ganiz, but regarding burying, Pshitabin, of course, you have to go ahead and do that, as the Shartin Oislamahid says, not any less than mekek from the moldy Sefer Torah that's brought in the Gemara, that it has to be buried. Be'alacham and the Ramaschal Oy is that or some other language that the people understand. So look at my brother that is inclined that the same thing is it was written also in some other script that's also going to be permitted. The Maslam of Bekiyan, though he said that some other language that the people are well versed in, says, look at the Ram that he writes, that since we hold that's permitted by the Megillah, giftis for the giftim, elam, elam, meaning whatever people they are, for whatever language that they say that you could write in, so therefore, similarly, but going to kiss our Kiddush, for whatever it's read by, you could save them in those places because from a fire. However, when we permitted giftis for giftim and all the other ones, it's logical that that's specifically for people that are not well versed in Lashon HaKodesh. But if they are, then no, that's his words. It says, Be'alacha, it appears to my humble understanding that the Ran's not going only on Megillah. But in our situation, even someone that is well versed in Lashon HaKodesh, you would still have to save it from the fire. Because it is given to be read in that place for someone that's not well versed in Lashon HaKodesh. And that's obviously the words Lashon Ach, they're right. Sounds like that since the people are well versed in that language, then it's enough. Even if many of them know also Lashon HaKodesh, even so you're going to save it because it is given over to be read from also for someone who is not well versed. And even though in Sefer Machzor Shagel, it sounds like that he explains that the Ran's going on everything. So the Be'alacha, what I think, according to my humble understanding, is what I wrote. However, regarding the Etzem Limud Torah Shebiksav, another language, but someone that could read it in Lashon HaKodesh, says we also agree to the Machzor Shekel that according to the Ran, the name of the Rabbi, it's not appropriate to do that. And that's what sounds like also its words to whoever looks into that, looking at some Torah Shad, the Tzibyod, in the first opinion, that was written stomach like the Rabbi. Says, don't ask in the words of Rabbi from the Gemara, that the Gemara says, is that to say that Rabban hold that the whole Torah was said, B'lashon HaKodesh, that is to read from, as Rashi says? Because if you think to say that in every language it said, to Shema, that the Torah reads, what do you need it for? And the Gemara rejects, says, no, it is B'chaloshon HaKodesh, look over there. So you see, that's permitted in all languages to read from, like by Krishma. Regarding Krishma, doesn't mention any pasuk, any difference if he knows B'lashon HaKodesh or not. So the Be'alacha, what you could say is that the Rabban holds that since in the Sugya in the beginning, in the opinion of Rabbi, it says the opposite. Obviously, it's not so pasha to the Bali Gemara regarding this. If Dav Lashon HaKodesh was said to accept to read from or in all languages, and therefore it's inclined that the halacha is regarding this, like by Megillah, that someone that does not know Lashon HaKodesh can read in every language, but not someone that does. Or you could say that there's talking about that he reads the Pesukim Baal Peh, someone to Krishma that you read by heart. And therefore, you don't have Dvarim Shebiksav Yet Rishon La'avim Baal Peh, like we said in Simanun, that the person can write, that the same thing is by other Pesukim, if people are well-versed in them to say them by heart, in other languages, and therefore we say in every language it's said to be read, which is not the case in our context, that we're talking about Torah, that they wrote to Torah in other languages, and he's reading the language from the writing, there it is that would hold to the Rabbi that's not permitted to write in other languages and read from, only if he's not Baki in Lashon HaKodesh. Some of the deer shoes issue number 27. So Mishbar said, who cares if it's a courtyard that belongs to the many or it's his own courtyard? Now, a corner in that courtyard, which is also in the danger of the fire, the Chaznish writes, that according to all opinions, it's permitted to move the objects over there because he's putting over there only to go back and chase it over from there to a place where it could be safe. Dish number 28, all Svarm, Shlomo Zalman explains, that the Mishpura says, is even other Chidushei Torah. Now, a page that's written only one Pasuk or the Tefillah Berech Shemei, Shlomo Zalman is not sure if he'll let us save it. Dish number 29, the reason why it's forbidden to read in the Sefer that was written, Shalei Kedin, even though it was written to learn from, Shlomo Zalman explains, that you have to write specifically a kosher sefer Torah the way the Torah says kisvul lechem es asher azayis. However, he remains with a tzarachin, what is forbidden to learn in the sefer Torah that's missing one letter or something like that. And moreover, it's explicit in the Gemara Grit and Daf Samach that you can write a scroll to learn from if he intends to complete it into a chumash. Dish number 30, when you write in other languages, Sharatzin writes later in Sivkot Laman Zayin, that you don't have to write it specifically in Diyoy. Chaznish writes that even though for the purposes of people that don't know Lashon HaKodesh, it's permitted to write a Sefer Torah in the Bim Ksuvim in other languages, however, it is appropriate to write a whole Sefer through a Sefer that's kosher on Klaf with Diyoy, like the way the Halach of Torah is, and if you can't not write it through a Sefer, or there's no Klaf, there's no parchment, just let it write part of the Sefer, and doesn't have to write a whole entire Sefer. Now, if, of course, Islas Hashem, that you have to write only part of a Sefer, like what we call a Megillah, you don't have to be mdaktik with a klaf or dyoy, and not even with a sefer, and it's permitted with printing. However, it's possible that you have to be careful to write it in Lashon HaKodesh. Just number 31, after that they permitted, because of Islas Hashem, to read even Tanakh that's written in other languages, Chaznes writes, that even like a tchili could read from it without evaluating and estimating if you could find a Tanakh that's written kosher from Halacha. Dish number 32, is separate Tanakh that were printed by non-Jews, Shubhas Mechazitza writes, that even though it's forbidden to learn from them, however, you still have to bury them. A sefer that's mixed in words of kfira, of heresy, Chubas Mechazitza writes that even if it has psukim and holy names, it has to be burnt. A sefer that was authored by someone that's Shemitah Torah Mitzvahs, but the Mechaber, the author, is someone that is secularized, which is foreign to the Messiah that we have from our fathers, Chubas Mechazitza writes, has to be buried, but one has to distance very much from learning such type of svarim. Dish number 33, svarim that are written not according to Allah, and you not read from them, Chaznish writes that they even have to be buried. However, they don't have to be buried in the Klicheres, even if it has God's names. Dish number 34, someone prints the Nusach HaBebracha instead of writing God's name, for example, Yud-Yud, so Shuvah Sikhs writes, still the Nusach HaBebracha is considered like Tershul HaPeh, has to be buried. Dish number 35, so to cover of svarim, when you have to cover them, like it's brought in Shulchan Aruch Simreish Mem, and Simon Mem, the Shmur writes that there's Kedush and Chumashim and Sidurim of Trilis and other Svarim, whether written or by print, and even those are written Miksav Meshita, that is, they're not written Ashur, it's like Sivastam, also needs to be buried. Dershim number 36. So to a Sefer that was written in other languages in a way that there's no Eslas Lashem, for example, let's say Chacham, who's a linguist, translated them, not for the purposes of the Heta that they should learn, those who don't know Lashon Kodesh. And it wasn't written by a scribe that's well-versed in Torah. Chaznish writes that also in our times, we don't save that from a fire. However, he points out regarding this of Shlomo Zalman, that even though Shubhas Chassam Sefer writes, that even in today's times, you're not allowed to print a Sefer if the intent of the author is not Lashem Shemayim, because it wasn't permitted the Issa of writing Dibri Torah Shabbat Peh only because it's Las Hashem. However, others disagree on this, and according to them, the prohibition was already totally removed. Margum Rambam writes in them in Chubas Ramah, it's possible that the Rishayim, that they produced this different type of writing, we call Rashi script, or Ksav Meshita, to write Dvarim Shabbat Peh, Shem Zaman adds on, that maybe for that reason is what they print, the Chedush HaTorah and Ksav Rashi, for concern if the author did not have the intent of Lishma, and not to violate this Isser. Dish number 37, Chaznish writes that in our time is permitted to read Svarim that are printed, and that's considered like oral reading. Also, someone that knows Lashon HaKodesh is permitted to read from the Svarim that are written in other languages, and also permitted to save them, even if everyone knows Lashon HaKodesh. Dish number 38. Sefer Torah, the Yinat Shof has 85 letters, from this girl is inclined, that if it's presumed that this Sefer before the fire was like kosher, and you don't know if it was erased, you save in the fire, but a Sefer that you weren't sure if it had a God's name from beforehand, you don't save it. Dish number 39. Divrei Torah that are written in a smudgy writing. And this girl holds that if there's someone that could read the smudged writing, even if he needs to be assisted with beforehand with what's written over there, it still has to be buried. And therefore, that if you have something that you could read what's written over there, you would have to be buried, even if not every single person could figure out the writing. But if no possibility of reading it, then it's not considered as a writing and it does not need a geniza. Dish number 40. If you have klaf meshuach, It's written on a Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah. And then crumbs fall off from the Meshicha. Rabbi Yashav holds that if there's some substance with it, has to be buried. And these crumbs that fall off when you, let's say, are binding a Sefer, you make a hole in the Sefer for the binding. Yashav holds that if you learned in the Svarim before you was before it was bound, this Kedusha on the crumbs, and you have to bury those pieces from the Svarim.